Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Listen to what it says in Acts chapter 6, verses 8 through 10. And Stephen, full of grace and power, was doing great wonders and signs among the people. And then some of those who belonged to the synagogue of the freedmen, as it was called, and of the Cyrenians, and of the Alexandrians, and of those from Cilicia and Asia, they rose up and disputed with Stephen. But they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he was speaking. When you read this portion of Scripture, you can't help but notice some parallels between Jesus and Stephen. Let me give you some examples. Acts chapter 6, verse 5, Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit. In Luke chapter 4, verse 1, it says, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 6, verse 8, it says, Stephen, full of grace and power. In Luke chapter 4, verse 14, it says, Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. Acts chapter 6, verse 10, they could not withstand his wisdom. Luke chapter 2, verse 47 says, and all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. In verse 14 of Acts chapter 6, Stephen was teaching how Jesus was the true temple. In John chapter 2, verse 18, Jesus teaches the exact same thing. In chapter 7 of Acts, verse 56, it says, behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. In Luke chapter 22, in verse 67, it says, if you are the Christ, tell us. But he, Jesus, said to them, if I tell you, you will not believe, and if I ask you, you will not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man shall be seated at the right hand of the power of God. Acts chapter 7, verse 60, Lord, don't hold this against them. And in Luke chapter 23, verse 34, Jesus says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And then you'll notice at the end of Acts chapter 7, we get our first glimpse of a man named Saul, who will later in the book be renamed by Jesus to Paul and go on to be one of the greatest missionaries and church planters the world has ever known. Could it be that Luke received most of his information about Stephen, this story in particular, from Paul? Can't you just hear Dr. Luke saying, slow down, Paul, tell me that again? He said, what? And as the picture came together in Luke's mind, he was seeing all of these parallels between Jesus and Stephen. And Luke wanted us to see them as well. These are not coincidences. So what are we to make of these things? Well, Stephen had become so captivated with Christ, so devoted to Christ, completely yielded to Christ, his heart so full of Christ, that his life looked like Christ. Plain and simple. And did you know that's what the life of the Christian is supposed to look like? And this comes from walking with Jesus day by day. When you pray today, please remember to pray for Paige Farrell serving in Nicaragua. And also remember to pray for the Bacol Wara broadcast in the target area of the Philippines. And one last thing, pray for our missions movement in the BMA throughout all the world. World Missions Day is this Sunday. If you're not giving through your local church and you would like to support World Missions, you can go to bmamissions.org/World Missions Day and contribute there.